Great weather, an arts festival, concerts, even a rodeo will contribute to what should be a so-called Chamber of Commerce weekend here in the Valley. But some churches and activists face the prospect of scrambling to help migrant families in need of food and shelter should federal authorities again drop them off at the Greyhound bus station. From KJZZ's Front Terrace desk, Matthew Casey reports that Metro Phoenix has become an outlet for pressure on the system caused by a surge of migrant families crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Ahora, quiero que abras bien grande tu boquita.
Physician assistant Elizabeth Lopez Murray asks her new patient to open his mouth. She's the only medical professional volunteering on a Sunday evening at this pop-up health clinic inside a church that answered an emergency call to take in hundreds of migrants released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The 12-year-old boy has a painful sore in his mouth.
Saca la lengüita y di ah.
As Lopez Murray peers into the boy's throat, other migrants seeking health care wait quietly in the next room. Lopez Murray has been donating time to newly released families in Metro Phoenix for the last 5 months.
I would go to work and then I would come here to volunteer, and it was very overwhelming, and then I would go home, take care of my baby.
Lopez Murray isn't the only volunteer who's felt drained. The leader of what's known as the biggest network of churches giving newly released migrant families food and temporary shelter says her team is exhausted and cash-strapped. Another religious leader accuses ICE of not working in good faith with so-called hospitality providers. ICE says it wants to ease the strain on the groups helping migrant families.
We have seen the numbers of vulnerable populations, children and families, skyrocket.
This was how Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen described the surge of migrant families crossing the border when she testified to Congress on Wednesday.
The problem will get even worse this spring as the weather warms up.
One of the people Nielsen's agency has asked to help with family releases is Pastor Magdalena Schwartz. Since October, Schwartz has built a network of predominantly Latino churches to take in migrants and see them off to live with relatives while their immigration case goes forward.
The pastors, they are tired. It's overwhelming because it's about 5 months. It's a lot of people every single day.
Schwartz says her churches pay out-of-pocket to help the families. Donations have fallen, and the number of families ICE drops off has grown.
Everything has a limit. Every operation has a limit.
Another faith leader, Reverend William Lyons with the Southwest Conference United Church of Christ, says ICE has bulldozed hospitality providers' limits.
Every time we step up to meet capacity, ICE takes the next step to put more strain on the system.
Lyons says ICE wanted a single point of contact to coordinate the schedule for family releases, but then didn't follow it. At a January meeting, Lyons says ICE told stakeholders it wanted them to take in as many as 4,000 people a month. The response was, no can do, at least until the network grows.
No one has that kind of resources.
In an emailed statement, ICE spokeswoman Yasmin Pitts O'Keefe said about 14,500 people have been processed for release in Arizona since late December. That's an average of nearly 200 per day. She also said ICE wants to ease the strain on the local community and will continue to work with groups that help migrant families. Back in the makeshift health clinic, the 12-year-old migrant boy tells physician assistant Elizabeth Lopez Murray his mouth hurts. She diagnoses his sore as a virus that may have been caused by stress or a recent illness. Then she asks for medicine.
Do you have Orajel? Oh, there we go.
Yes!
Lopez Murray has recruited healthcare professionals as volunteers, but she says even more are needed to keep up with an increased number of people dropped off by ICE.
It's good for your soul.
Lopez Murray had to cut down on the number of hours she donates, but makes it a point to be here on weekends. She's heartbroken by sick children, like her patient, and that makes the sacrifice for her to be here worth it. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.